You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at KNELradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast. Welcome to Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball on KNEL 95.3 FM and online at KNELradio.com. Mason Puncher's Baseball brought to you on KNEL by Mason Bank. Also brought to you by Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Land and Cattle Company, Heart of Texas Ford. Also brought to you by Laneburg Realty, The Commercial Bank, and Mason Building Supply. Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball also presented by Hill Country Collision Repair, Lubke's GM Cars and Trucks, and by the Mason Puncher's Club. Mason Puncher's Playoff Baseball on 95.3 KNEL FM today. Now to the ballpark for today's playoff ball game.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're running a little behind, so let's play the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
KNEL.
Okay, we're starting it off here in Dripping Springs. Game two of a two out of three series between the Mason Punchers and the Shiner Comanches. Stepping up to the plate, Shiner will be the visiting team today, is Ryan Peterson. He's a designated hitter. Noah Nevlin playing left field. Drew Winsky playing second base. Jared Shimke playing third. Christian Wagner out in center field. Ty Winkenwerter playing first base. Bryce Phillip out in right field. A.J. Patek will be at the mound pitching for the Comanches today. Tash Shows catcher and Connor Winkenwerter at shortstop. For the visiting punchers, Cody McBee second base. Ryan Todd center field. Jose Valdez shortstop. Blake Lewis will be the designated hitter. Tyler Smith playing third. Wyatt Rowe, or Tyler Smith, will be playing right field. Then Wyatt Rowe at third base. Ivan Wofford, first baseman. Ty Spencer, catcher. Tyler Smith out in right field. And on the mound today, the ace for the Punchers, Kobe Brown. Punchers with a 30-8 record now after losing yesterday evening. And Comanche with a 30-3 season record. Batter up, he calls it. That's going to be Ryan Peterson, the shortstop for the Comanches from Shiner, Texas. Brown from the windup, first pitch. Hard hit ball out in the deep center field. Ryan Todd is under it on the run to make the first catch for out number one. Peterson put the whammy on it right there. Put it way out there. Todd striding on his stride, running to kind of right field from center, made the catch on the run for out number one here in the top of the first inning. Punchers, Comanches here, battling it out. Winner plays in the regional championship next week. Curveball, outside, ball one. On Noah Nevlin, the left fielder for the Comanches. One out here, top of the first inning. Punchers the home team. They get last bat today. I brought an extra Mountain Dew for the third game. I'm going to be assumptive here. Strike. Hit right back to Kobe Brown. He runs it over, throws it to Ivan Watford for out number two. Two up, two down so far here in the top of the first. Bringing up the second baseman. Let's see, Schumack up to bat. Schumack playing third base. So I was one ahead of him on the second baseman. First pitch coming from Brown. Fastball right down the middle. Strike one called. I bragged about Kobe all year. He's been steady Eddie. He's got that wicked little knuckle floater. Good fastball. There's a pitch hit right out to second base. McBee fields it. Throws it over to Wofford. He pulled Wofford off the bag. Wofford tried to tag the runner, but he is safe over there at first. Easy little one-hopper to the second baseman. Little old short throw, and he pulled him off the bag, bringing up number nine. Center fielder, Christian Wagner. So we got two outs. Coach Emmel's got a question for somebody. So he kind of run out of the baseline. Coach Emmel's talking about it. He called the home plate umpire to have a conference with the first base umpire. They're challenging it. We'll see what the home plate says. They're going to call him safe. Coach Emmel on the toes there, though, trying to get a call to start the game off. I tip my hat to him. All right, number nine, Christian Wagner, center fielder with two outs, runner at first. Brown on the mound today. That's a little errant throw from McBee. Normally real steady with it. Fastball's high for ball one. Top of the first inning here. Game two of the semifinal regional action here in Tiger Stadium in Dripping Springs, Texas. Beautiful afternoon for some baseball. Fastball, swing and a miss. 1-1 count. Brown on the mound today. He's pitched the second game of every series so far. Swing and a miss, strike two. That was that knuckle floater that I'm talking about right there. Little wobble-looking little ball floating in. Peterson taking a pretty good lead over there at first. Or Schmidt. He's going. Struck him out with the knuckle drop ball right there. Strike three. To retire the side here in the top of the first inning. So Mason got, they got one on base there. It was a little errant throw, but we're going to go back to the radio station, be back here in 60 seconds.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
95.3 KNEL. Oh, Shiner, the visiting team today, batted there in the top of the first inning. And four batters, Brown faced. One got on base by an errant throw. We got A.J. Patek on the mound for Shiner, big left-handed pitcher. I found out just a while ago, the guy that's playing DH today, the designated hitter, Ryan Peterson, is their number one ace pitcher. He didn't pitch yesterday. He can't throw a ball. He's going to have Tommy John surgery at the end of the season. But he's able to swing a bat. He's got a good bat. But normally, their number one pitcher, and he is not going to be able to finish out the season throwing a ball. So, Shiner on the mound today, A.J. Patek. The man sitting beside me said he's seen him pitch earlier this year. He's a big left-hander. He said he's a good pitcher. So, Matt B. leading off today for your Mason Puncher, second baseman. So, working out of the windup, Patek, Matt B., first pitch, here it comes. Way outside, ball one. Way outside, ball one. Here comes the second pitch from the windup. Check, low and inside for ball two. And we've seen it all year, team after team. Normally there's a real good pitcher on the team, and there might be a couple other ones that can throw a little bit, but normally we're searching to see who's got the arm on. Hard hit ball out in the left field. It's going to drop. Left fielder fields it. Matt B is going to be safe at first base with a stand-up Texas League single. Right over the third baseman's head. Too high for him to get to it. One hop it. And that is going to bring up the center fielder, Ryan Todd. Todd's been steady with the bat all year, and yesterday he popped the ball up a couple times, struck out. So Ryan's due for a good heavy bat today in game two and three. Ball's hit deep out in the right field. Right fielder's getting under it, makes the catch for out number one. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Jose Valdez. Valdez batting 385. Three triples, one home run, 37 singles, and nine doubles. Matt B. at first, taking a pretty good lead. Fouled it away. Jose Valdez, a little late on the swing. Strike one on him. Working out the stretch, Patek. On the mound today for the Comanches, 0-1 count on Valdez. Fouled it away again, a little late on the swing again for strike two. Yeah, I said that wrong. Valdez is batting 432 for the year. And I got the doubles and the singles and the triple and the home run right. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Right over first base. Matt B's going to round it and get to third. See what Valdez does. They throw it in to third. Valdez stays at first base with a single. Matt B running bases like you should right there. So here we are in the bottom of the first. Puncher's got runners on the corners with the designated hitter, Blake Lewis, up the bat. Blake Lewis leading the team in the batting average this year with a .474 with 44 hits, 27 singles, 12 doubles, 4 triples, and 1 home run. 26 runs batted in. Valdez at first. Is he going? No, they're going to throw it back. He's safe. So Patek's got a good little move over at first. Valdez was taking a big lead with Matt B over at third. But all it takes is an errant throw, and somebody would score from third base. Lewis at the plate. Patek fires it high and inside for ball one. One out here, bottom of the first inning. Puncher's threatening with runners on the corners at first and third. One away with the DH, Blake Lewis, up the bat. Patek coming home with it. Ball's hit down third baseline, foul. 1-1 count. Lewis was a little early on the swing. kind of pulled it down third baseline with a little chopper. Wind blowing straight out of center field right to home plate, and we were sitting right above home plate, got a good view. There's a shot out in the left field, and that's going to score Matt B across the plate for the first run of the game. Lewis safe at first, Valdez down to second. Puncher's threatening here with Wyatt Rowe, the third baseman, stepping up. Rowe's got a good 389 average with 32 hits, 18 singles, 10 doubles, 2 triples, and a homer with 19 RBIs. So runners at first and second, one out here, bottom of the first, Wyatt Rowe at the plate. The Tech working out of the stretch. Matt B taking a big lead down there. Waited on it. Rowe fouls it away out of play down there. Late on the swing, fell away down the right field. Out of play with no balls, one strike on him. Bottom of the first, 1-0, Puncher lead right now. Runners at first and second. The Tech coming home with it. Going to hit him in the leg. That's going to load the bases right there. Rowe took one for the team right there. And that is going to bring up number 2, Ivan Wofford. Ivan's playing first base today. He's a utility player. He's pitched, he plays short, he plays right, he plays first. Bases loaded here, one out. Patek working out of the windup now with Wofford at the plate. Outfield is in kind of shallow, ball one to Ivan. Right fielder and the center fielder better beware, because when Wofford swings, he's always late, and he always hits it right center somewhere. He's got a little bit of power with it. Bases loaded. Ball right in between first and second. I call it. Here comes one run. They're going to hold up Lewis over at third base. Bases loaded again, and Jose Valdez got across the plate with one out here in the bottom of the first. Puncher's leading now 2-0 with one out. Bases loaded. And the catcher, Ty Spencer, steps up to the plate. Ty Spencer this year is batting 358, 19 hits, 16 singles, 3 doubles, no triples, no homers, but he's been hit by the pitcher 22 times this year. So Spencer, he will let one hit him if it's at him. Ball one, low in the dirt. Catcher made a good stop right there to keep a run from the score. It looks like he's just trying to guide the ball in, is what it looks like to me. He's not throwing his full velocity to the pitcher. He's trying to throw strikes. That's going to be high for ball two to Spencer. Base is loaded here, one out. The bottom of the first. Puncher's threatening to score a few here in the first inning. Outfield playing Spencer real shallow. They're going to go for him at second. Now they got him in a hot box. Now what are they going to do? They got one at third, one at second. He dropped the ball. Lewis is saved. Third baseman tagged him and dropped the ball. And everybody's going, they had a major wreck happening right there with a runner almost at home. He had to go back to third. And we're right back where we started. Bases loaded. Two balls, no strikes on Spencer, the catcher. They tried to pick him off at second, and he got caught in the hot box. That's going to be a strike called there. They could have got a double play right there. It was that close. And they got the ball, and everybody's safe. Here comes a pitch outside. Ball three. 3-1 count on the catcher, Ty Spencer, for the Mason Punchers, threatening here to score some more. Bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded with one out. It's 2-0 right now. Puncher's on top. Here comes a pitch from Patek. right down the middle. Spencer was taking it all the way. You can't take a pitch like that. You got to be swinging your bat. It wasn't a hard thrown fastball. It was a batting practice pitch. Full count on Spencer, the catcher. Put your bat on the ball if it's over the plate, Ty. Here comes a pitch. Swung and missed. Strike three. Got him out. That's the second out of the inning. And he swung at a low kind of, it could have been a ball, could have been a little bit outside. Now Tyler Smith playing right field today for the punters is at the plate with bases loaded two away. 2-0, punter lead right here. Here comes a pitch from Patek. Outside, ball. And I love this seat when we get to sit here like this right behind the plate. He's going to call that. That was right down the middle, strike one. Want to see the bats getting swung here when they're like that because he's not throwing hard. He's trying to throw strikes, taking some off of it. You ought to be able to just punch it. Here comes a pitch. There's one hit out in the right field. He's going to be able to make a play on it. And that's the third out. But after one complete inning of play, punter scored two here in the first inning. 2-0. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Hi, here's your four junior double stack cheeseburgers. Have a supersonic day.
Thank you.
Natalie, this should be perfect for you. You're like cheesy. You like cheesy movies. You like cheesy jokes.
My jokes are not cheesy.
Most of your cheesy jokes today is very, very cheesy.
Everybody laughs.
Only you laugh.
No.
You laugh so loud you can't hear all the silence.
The junior double stack cheeseburger for $2.99.
Hi, here's your chicken slingers. Have a supersonic day.
When you eat something, you take that first bite.
K-N-E-L.
So I don't know what's going on with the technical things. I don't know if I'm on the air right now or not. We're having some difficulties for some reason. But if I am on the air, punter scored two there in the bottom of the first inning to take a 2-0 lead. So, maybe I'm on. I don't know. Winkenberger. Hear nothing. All right. Brown on the mound for the punchers. Winkenberger, first baseman at bat. First pitch. Outside corner. Strike one called. I got to see that one perfect right there. Sometimes we don't like to question the ump, but fouled away. Going to be out of play, strike two, but sitting where we get to sit and watching the ball, you know, the only thing that we might miss is if it's low or high. But we do kind of complain a little bit up here sometimes when we watch them. There's one hit out to center field. Ryan Todd slipped underneath it. Todd made the call, made the catch for out number one. So that's going to bring up the right fielder, I believe. Bryce Phillips at the plate. One out here, top of the second inning. Shiner Mason, usually it is in the football game, but today we're playing baseball. What a deal. Beautiful facility here in Dripping Springs. First pitch from Brown. Inside corner, nope, low, ball one. Punchers left bases loaded twice yesterday with one out. Inside corner, strike one called. and then they left bases loaded just a while ago. Had one out, bases loaded, and didn't get to score another run. 2-0, Mason on top. There's that wicked little pitch. It was outside. 2-1. The right fielder, Bryce Phillips, for the Shiner Comanches. Brown, rocking fire. Ball is hit solid right there. He jacked that one out to left center. Todd made a play on it. Valdez cut it off, and Phillips going to be safe at first with a smash rip in between short and third out in the left center field. And that is going to bring up the pitcher, A.J. Patek. Pretty big kid. Hit a deep one yesterday in the left center. Comes a pitch, working out a stretch. Brown goes over to Walker. No play made on him. Working out a stretch. Brown comes home with it. Strike one, outside corner. Pitcher versus pitcher right here. One and one count. So the runner's going to be safe down at second base. Brown was going to try to pick him off. Brown went to first. He took a big lead, and he started running at second. We had a chance to get him. Little errant throw. Bounced out in the center field, but we stopped him at second base. So Phillips going to stop at second. Got one out here, top of the second, and the pitcher batting, A.J. Patek. Ball's fouled away for strike two. No balls, two strikes on Patek. Runner at second base with one out here, top of the second inning. Brown running back to second base, coming out of that stretch. Valdez was working the bag. No play made at it. He just acted like he was going to throw it and running back. Fastball right down the middle, and he must have thought it was high. One ball, two strikes. Boy, that looked good. 1-2, one out here, top of the second. Kobe Brown coming in here, I believe he's 11-1. Pitching, ooh, beautiful curveball. Struck him out looking right there. Good pitch right there. For the second out of the inning. Got him looking. That's going to bring up Cash Shows. He's a catcher for the Comanches. Two outs here, runner at second. Working out of the stretch. Brown fires it inside. He's got to go back to second. Ball hit him on the foot. He's going to be safe at first. Now we're going to have a runner at first and second. Phillips is down at second. And that's going to bring up Connor Wickenmurder. He's a shortstop. Connor plays shortstop. Got a good arm on him. Got a good bat. Had 2 out of 3 hits yesterday. Two outs. Runners at first and second. First pitch from Brown. Foul ball down third baseline. Turned on it a little quick. A little bit ahead of it. But had the metal meeting the ball there. Metal in the leather. Two away here. Top of the second inning. Runners at first and second base. There's his little weird pitch. Inside, ball one. 1-1 count. wind blowing steady right here from center field, right dead in the middle of home plate. Ball got away from him there, outside. Two balls, one strike on the shortstop. Connor Winkenwerter. I'm telling you, there's a couple of names that we got for subs for Shiner that I hope they don't put him in, because I don't know if I can say a couple of these other names. Here comes a pitch. Oh, that was that little knuckle change-up looking thing that just takes forever to get there. Strike two. 2-2 count on the shortstop. Winkenwerter. Two outs here, top of the second. Low, make it a full count. Spencer made a good stop there to keep somebody from running down the third. Catcher blocked it, kept it in front of him like you're supposed to do. Full count, 3-2 with two outs, runners at first and second. Need to get him here. Oh, it got away from him. Ball four. That's going to load up the bases. Or the Comanches, and that brings up the designated hitter again, Ryan Peterson. Peterson got a good bat on him. Two outs, bases loaded, top of the second inning. Brown, first pitch, outside corner, strike one called. Good looking little pitch right there. Punchers need to get out of this, get the out. Here comes a pitch. Brown, full windup. What a good-looking shot that was. Strike two called. Oh and two, two away. And he's going to hit him in the leg, walk a run in. Don't get it there. That's the second batter that's been hit. If he hits one more, they got to pull him. I mean, I don't know what he did there, but it was totally inside low and hit him in the leg. That's one run across the plate, two out, bases loaded, and the second baseman was Winsky is up to bat. Ball fouled down third baseline. Took a rip at it, hit it solid, pulled it foul. 0-1. Wow, Brown's hit two batters here. That's what we were talking about before the game. I mean, even though you got your ace pitcher pitching, he's got to have his day. Here comes the pitch. Curveball high. One ball, one strike on the second baseman. Drew Winsky. Bases loaded here, top of the second, one out, or two outs. There's a hard shot right to the shortstop. He throws it in the dirt. One run scores. Here comes another run, and here comes another run. I don't know what's happening here. That didn't make any sense. He reared up like he was going to throw it all the way to first, and then he tried to change it in the mid-throw and throw it to second. So let's see here. That is unbelievable. But it happens in high school baseball. That's going to make it 4-2. They scored three runs right there. And we got a runner left at third, and that's Winsky. He changed his mind. There's the third out. Jose Valdez fielded the ball at shortstop, reared up to fire it over to first. And he changed his mind right as he was throwing it and tried to whip it over to second and just missed everything. So after an inning and a third, Shiner gets four runs right there out of nowhere. And it's 4-2, punchers trailing, coming into the bottom of the second. Wow. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Lehmer Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmer Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
I mean, we were talking just the other day in that other series is pitching is crucial, but, boy, you can't make errors like that in these games. I mean, we had bases loaded, two outs, a one-hopper to the shortstop. He reared up and was going to just fire it over to first, and right as he was throwing, he seen the runner going to second and the fourth, and he changed his mind, and it was a wild throw. Brown up the plate. Kobe swinging a miss. Kobe's batting 348 for the year, 16 singles, 16 hits, 14 singles, one double and one triple. Kobe Brown, 0-1. Low in the dirt, 1-1 count. Yeah, that was just unbelievable. Watch that. It went all the way out in the right field when Valdez threw it to second. And a three-run scored. Just like that, it's 4-2. So a little nervy there. Something happened that normally doesn't happen. We all got to watch it. Nothing you'd want to see. There's a good little shot out in the left field. Brown's going to be safe at first with a single. He went to the opposite field with it, waited on a slow pitch, and that's going to bring up Cody McBee, top of the order. McBee scored his first time, and they're going to put Cy Nobles in there to run for Kobe as Cy Nobles. So we're at the bottom of the second inning here in game two. Punchers are a game behind. They lost last night 9-4. So, and they're trailing right now 4-2 with McBee, top of the order up. And Cy Nobles running at first base over there. First pitch from Patek. Curveball outside corner. Strike one called. That would have been a good one to hit right there. A little slow curveball. But if you got to take the first pitch sign on, you take it. Do what the coach says. Here comes the next pitch from Patek. Ball's hit down third baseline. It is foul. Strike two. Nobles was moving. He is down at second base, but foul ball. I'd like to thank the Mason Bank, the commercial bank of Mason, sponsoring these punchers in this state playoff bid right here. Protect from the stretch. High kick, floater, no good. Ball one. He got to throw the low, fine, slow curveball there that never did anything. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Patek. Curveball outside, 2-2 count. Those are real slow pitches right there. You would think you'd just wait on one and rip it out of there. We'll see. Got the top of the order at the plate right now. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Slapped it down, shortstop, made a catch, but he's safe at second. safest first. That was a real close play there. I wouldn't want to call that one. Good thing Nobles was running for Brown, because Nobles is a little quicker than Brown. And now Shiner's going to challenge the call, but they're safe all the way around. Nobody's going to change nothing. We got Matt B. at first. No outs here in the bottom of the second. And the center fielder, Ryan Todd, is at the plate. Todd is due for a hit. And he popped it up a while ago to make the first out of the inning. In the first inning. Runners at first and second. No out. Center fielder Todd at the plate. Patet. Foul ball. Strike one swinging. I'm watching his pitching, and he's trying so hard to throw strikes that he's taking a lot of velocity off the ball. And I think our guys ought to just wait a little bit. We ought to be able to get some hits here. Fastball in the dirt. 1-1 count. To Ryan Todd, the center fielder, for your Mason Punchers. At Willow Creek Cafe, serves up the best food in Mason, Texas. You got to see them. They're open 7 days a week. Willow Creek Cafe. Fastball fouled away. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on Todd. Yeah, if you walk into Willow Creek, tell them that you heard this on the radio, and you'll tell them that Jimmy sent you, and it'll cost you $2 more for whatever you're ordering there. Have a little fun somehow. First and second are the base runners. No outs. Todd got hit by the curveball to load up the bases. So Todd took one for the team there. Bases loaded. And the shortstop. So to make up for that error, he needs to slap one over the left field wall. And the coach is going out to talk to the pitcher. He is going to pull the pitcher. He took him out of there, basically loaded, no out, and we'll see who he's going to bring in the pitch. So I think they're going to bring in number three, the right fielder, Bryce Phillips. I'm not sure. Let's go back to the station. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair. The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
Shiner's going to bring the right fielder, Bryce Phillips, in the pitch. Big, long, lanky right-hander that's got some velocity there. He's loosening up and got a good fastball. Bases loaded here, bottom of the second inning, and no outs for your Mason Punchers. So we got Todd over at first, Matt B. at second. We got Jose Valdez sitting down at third base. So runners at first, second, and third, no outs. And stepping up is going to be the designated hitter. Or no, I think. Oh, that's Side Nobles. That's right. He's running for Kobe. That's going to bring us Jose Valdez with bases loaded. Valdez batting .432 for the year with 35 hits, 29 singles, 4 doubles, a triple, and a homer. and 28 RBIs. He's leading the team right now in RBIs. He needs to get a couple right here to tie this game up. First pitch coming in from Phillips. Fastball inside, and it was fast. Ball one. He got a little speed on it. Here comes the next pitch from the windup. Popped him up in between second and right field. Two people's going for it. Second baseman backed off, and that's going to be out number one. Nobody running. Going to leave the bases loaded. And now the DH, Blake Lewis, will be at the plate. Blake popped up twice last night. He got on first today, base on ball. Bases loaded, one away here, bottom of the second inning. Punchers trailing 4-2. And they got a little threat going. Bryce Phillips got pulled in to get him out of this jam for the Comanches. First pitch, inside and high, ball one. Lewis at the plate. Now, with him pitching this fast and where the outfielders are playing, I like this scenario right here. He's going to hit it down to first base. They're going to fire it home, get the force out for out number two. That was Nobles coming in for Kobe Brown that got forced out at home. What a play by the first baseman. Made a good catch and put it right down there at home to get the second out of the inning with bases loaded. Wyatt Rowe, third baseman, steps up to the plate. Rowe's got a good bat. Left fielder's playing him way too shallow. He's a pull hitter. He looked at a strike on the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Wish there is a big wind blowing, but Rowe's got the power on the bat to move it. We need a hit right here. That hit him on the jersey. That's going to walk a run in. It hit him, nicked him on the jersey. That's going to bring in Cody McBee. And that's going to keep the bases loaded. Move everybody down. Rowe at first. Lewis at second. And Ryan Todd over at third base with two outs and Wofford at the plate. First pitch from Phillips. Fastball, foul ball. Wofford turned on it, got ahead of it a little bit. Foul ball down the third baseline over toward the dugout. 0-1. Two out. 4-3 ball game now. Punchers trailing by one with bases loaded here. Two out. Nope. Low in the dirt. 1-1 count. Todd needing to get in over at third base to tie this game up. A good base hit would probably score two with Lewis down at second. Shiner, here comes Phillips with the ball working out of a windup. Ball's hit hard to shortstop. Let's see where he goes. Nowhere to go. He fires it over. He's safe at first, and we got a run across the plate there. Pulled him off the bag is what he did. That scored Todd, and that's going to load the bases up, but Wofford over it first. Wyatt Rowe is going to be down at second. Lewis over at third. And Ty Spencer, the catcher, batting here. Bases loaded, two out. Tied ball game now, 4-4. Punchers get two across with two outs. Outside corner, strike one called. Spencer got caught looking a while ago on the third strike. Didn't swing at it. Second pitch from Phillips coming in. Nothing but heat. Strike two, outside corner again. They're a little bit outside, but that's where he's calling them. You got to be trying to put the bat on it. Well, we could use a couple more runs here with two outs. Bottom of the second. Strike three called. and sat there and watched all three of those come across the same spot for out number three. Never swung the bat. That is going to retire the side, and after two complete innings, we're knotted up here, four runs apiece. Shiner coming up the bat here in the top of the third, and we will be back in 60 seconds.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Texas' leading outdoor radio program, Texas Outdoor News, can now be heard on 95.3 KNL FM every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Texas Outdoor News is an hour of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Each week, the program offers timely interviews with expert hunters, anglers, industry, and political leaders from around the state and around the nation, plus a weekly best bets for fishing, hunting, and more. Tune in for Texas Outdoor News, Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on 95.3 KNL FM.
Oh, boy, we got a rough and tumble going on here in Dripping Springs today in the second game of a two out of three series that Punchers are trailing. They lost the first game last night, 9-4. A couple of errors there in the top of the second cost them four runs. And so they did get two across in the bottom of the second to tie the game up four apiece. But a little uncharacteristic couple of errors that we've seen here. You ordinarily probably wouldn't do, but the pressure is on. So the center fielder is going to be up the bat for the Comanches. That's Christian Wagner. Kobe Brown still on the mound for the Punchers, which he's hit two batters already. And I believe the rule is if you hit three, they pull them. So we need Kobe to pitch this whole game. First pitch out of the windup, fastball, a little low, ball one. Center fielder Christian Wagner at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch, hit right to first base. Nope, pitcher fields it. He's going to be late. He's safe at first base. Catcher should have played that ball. Catcher should have played that one. He was late getting there. Wagner's safe at first with a he hit it, but it didn't go anywhere. That's going to bring up the first baseman, Ty Winkenwerter. Runner at first now, no out. Top of the third. High. Ball one. Wagner over at first base, taking a pretty good lead. Brown, a left-handed pitcher, he's not going to let him get too far off there. He'll challenge him over there. First. He's going. Don't have a chance. He's going to be in there standing up. Brown went ahead and came home with it. All he really needed to do was step off the mound, turn around, throw it second base, get him out. There's two balls, no strikes. It's a Winkenwerter. No outs here. Top of the third inning. Fastball on the corner. Nope, it's a 3-0 count. He didn't like it. He'll call him outside on the other corner, but he didn't like that one. Right-handed batters, they're about 8, 10 inches outside, and he's calling them strikes. That one's on the corner, strike one. Same pitch, same spot, different call. Three balls, one strike on Winkenwerter. No outs here, top of the third, any runner at second. Brown fires it in there. It's going to be hit to second. Matt B. fields it, throws it over to Walker for out number one. But the runner did advance over to third base, Christian Wagner. Now the pitcher, Bryce Phillips, will be batting. He started out playing right field. They pulled Patek, brought him in. Bryce Phillips scored a run in the first inning. Outside, ball one. 1-0. One away, top of the third inning, 4-4 ball game. Here we go, out of the stretch. Fastball, swing and a miss. 1-1 count. One out. Runner at third base is Christian Wagner for the Shiner Comanches. One out here, top of the third inning. Brown working out of the stretch. There's that little wicked-looking little knuckle something that didn't work. Two balls, one strike. Brown's got a wicked little pitch when it's working. Ball is fouled away to even up a count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Want to thank the Porters again from Newburgh, Oregon, and listening in to today's game. Porter family loves Puncher baseball. They were down this summer from Portland, Oregon, and visited us, and now they're listening to all the Punchers. There's a ball that shoved hard down the third baseline, foul. Brown threw a kind of change-up off-speed pitch, and he reeled on it, but it was a foul ball. Inside, almost got him to make a full count. 3-2. One out. Wagner for the Comanches are down at third base. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging for out number two. And stepping up to the plate is going to be A.J. Patek. Patek, left-handed big boy, left-handed batter. Brown with a runner at third now, top of the third inning. Fastball right down the middle, and he didn't like that. High ball one. Boy, it looked good. 1-0. There's one fouled down first baseline to even up a count at one ball, one strike on A.J. Patek. Wagner still hung up down there at third base. Two outs here, top of the third inning, 4-4 ball game. Got a dogfight going on right here. Brown. Nope, high. Ball two. Well, we got the windows open in the press box. The breeze is breezing. Now that ball's hit down to second base. Matt Bean fields it, flips it over to Walker to retire the side. So no runs in the top of the third for Shiner. 4-4 ball game with the Punchers coming to bat next. We're going to go back to the radio station and be back here in 60 seconds.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Money 5.3, KNEL.
Hey, we are right here coming into the bottom of the third inning, tied ball game 4-4. Punchers scored two in the first, two in the second with six hits. Shiner scores four in the second with two hits. So the error by the shortstop, got three runs across the plate. All right, stepping up the bat, Tyler Smith, right fielder for the Punchers. Tyler struck out the first time at bat. So China brings in their right fielder, Bryce Phillips, to pitch for him after the starter got in a jam. Here comes the first pitch from Phillips. High pop-up infield fly, first baseman getting under it. He made the catch for out number one. First pitch, pop-up, out number one, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Kobe Brown, who slapped one down third baseline a while ago. He waited on a pitch, hit it to the opposite field. They're playing him really shallow, and they don't realize how much Kobe can hit some balls out there. Swing and a miss, strike one. He took a rip at that one. We did this last week when they all moved up on him. He hit it to center field, one hop the fence. Strike two on the corner. Phillips just ahead of him, 0-2 in the count here. One out, bottom of the third. There's a ball hit out into left field again. Left fielder bobbles it. And Brown safe at first again. He always hits it to the opposite field. And that is going to bring up the top of the lineup. Cody McBee has batted twice, scored a run both times that he batted. We're going to stick Cy Nobles over on first base to run for Kobe, but good hit right there with one out. Cody McBee stepping up to the plate. He is 2-for-2 today. Bryce Phillips, a fastball pitcher. He's thrown a couple of curves, but he relies on the heat. There's one. Bang! He ripped that way out in the left field. Left fielder got under it, made the catch for out number two. But first pitch, Matt B. deep in the left field, but the left fielder snuck under it for the second out of the inning. And now Ryan Todd, the center fielder for the punters, is stepping up to the plate with a runner on first base. Two outs, bottom of the third inning, 4-4 ball game right here. Second game of the series. Punchers must win or they go home today. Working out of the stretch. Phillips fires one in there. He pops him up. Foul out of play. Strike one. Yeah, punchers have to win this game two today to keep playing. And then the game three, if they do win, will be played about 30 minutes after this game here today. So the winner will be announced today in this series. Shiner wins state in football this year, wins state in track a week or so ago, and they're making a bid right here to grab the baseball title as well. But there's still some baseball to play. Here we go. Two outs. Fastball, low and away. One and one count. On the center fielder, Ryan Todd. Tip my hat to Oliver Chapman up in Anchorage, Alaska, listening in right now to the Mason Punchers play baseball. Fastball, fouled away. Boy, took a good cut at that. A little bit behind. A little bit under it, a little bit behind it. Fouled it away out of play. One ball, two strikes, two outs here, bottom of the third inning. Yeah, punchers got seven hits right now. Coming into the bottom of third, score four runs. Shiner with two hits and has four runs. Swing and a miss. He fouled it, barely tipped it. Just a nick. Catcher got hit in the knee. Count's going to remain the same. One ball, two strikes. Tip ball hit the catcher right above his shin guard. So the pitcher and the ump's having a powwow. Yeah, giving the catcher a little bit of time to see if he can walk, stand up, sit down, and all that stuff. Well, at my age, if a ball was hitting me in the knees, he'd be burying me a couple of days later. I don't think I'd survive. One and two, two away here. Bottom of the third inning. fastball. Slapped it, line drive. Boy, he ripped that third baseman. Nabbed it with his glove to retire the side. He hit it solid, but right to the third baseman. So, after three complete innings, we're still knotted up here. 4-4, Shiner and Punchers getting it on. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Are you planning the family summer vacation and your automobile just does not drive right? It might pull one way or the other, or it has a slight or even bad shimmy. Call Heart of Texas Ford to set up your appointment for a free alignment check. All makes and models, so scratch this off your vacation to-do list and call Heart of Texas Ford today to get your free alignment check. If you mention you heard it on KNEL, you can save 10% off all repair costs made from the alignment check. Call Heart of Texas Ford, where every deal comes straight from the heart. 325-597-2124.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Money 5.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're back here live in Dripping Springs, where the Punchers and Comanches from Shiner are getting it on in the regional semifinal game here. Winner plays for the regional championship next week. Stepping up to the plate is number one, the catcher, Cash Shows, who scored a run while ago in the second inning. Brown strikes one on the inside corner with a floater. Here comes the pitch, working out of the stretch. Brown fires one way outside. Ball one. Brown's control today is just not as normal as it usually is. He's a real good little spotty pitcher. There's ball hit out in the left field. Moore's going to catch it on the first bounce. Throws it in to Valdez, but Show's going to get a single. Nice little Texas League hit right there. That's going to bring up number two. That's A.J. Patek. Oh, that's number two is the shortstop. That's number 12. I didn't see the one in front of it. Runner at first, no outs here. Ball was bunted down first baseline, no good, foul ball. For strike one called. Runner was going from first to second. It shows the catcher. The bunt was on and he was moving, but foul ball. Kobe Brown on the mound today for the Punchers. Left-handed pitcher. Normally has some real good stuff. He fires it over to first. They got him at second right there. They picked him off. So he is out trying to steal the bag. So they're not going to steal him up a Kobe like they did yesterday. So no balls, one strike to Connor Winkenmorter, shortstop for Shiner. Brown, 0-1. Fastball hit right to second baseline, drive for out number two. Cody Mackbee didn't even have to move, just stuck his glove out there and caught it. And that is going to bring up the designated hitter for the Comanches, Ryan Peterson. Two outs here, top of the fourth inning. First pitch coming from Brown. Fastball, foul away, strike one. Punchers had bases loaded two different times in this game with one out. There's a ball hit out in the right field. Tyler Smith making a play on it. Tyler Smith runs it down for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3, just like that. Punchers coming up here in the bottom of the fourth. Tie ball game, 4-4. Punchers have 7 hits through 3 innings, scored 4 runs, and Shiner Comanches 4 runs with 3 hits after 4 innings. So the one errant throw cost us 3 runs, and that's where the ball game's at right now. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair. Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're right back here in Dripping Springs. Punchers up to bat. That's going to be Jose Valdez stepping up at the box. Hey, if there is any carpenters out there the first weekend of June on Saturday, I need a couple of carpenters. If you'll give me a call at 325-240-9656, I'll tell you what we're doing. It's the Mission Brady. We got 10 houses the community is fixing up this year. Strike one called with a curveball to Valdez. No, Mission Brady has done almost 100 houses in the last 6 or 7 years. There's a shot foul ball out in right field out of play for strike number 2. So they have a board that goes around and looks at some homes. They talk to the people, and normally we're doing siding, windows, painting, caulking. It's a freebie that you're giving back to the community. So somebody give me a call, and I'll put you to work with me Saturday morning, the first weekend of June. You're pitching back into the community. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Catcher missed it. He's going to fire it down the first for out number 1. Valdez swung at a low ball and had no luck at hitting it. Designated hitter, Blake Lewis, is going to step up. Lewis, a good batter. That's why he's in that spot. First pitch, low in the dirt, ball 1. Lewis, batting 474. Fastball, outside and low, ball 2. So Bryce Phillips got a little bit of heat with his fastball. 0-2 count on the DH, Blake Lewis. Wind still whipping in here at home. 0-2, or 2-0. Fastball, didn't like it, ball 3. I figured he'd call that one. No good. 3-0. High and inside. There's one right down the middle. Lewis was taking it all the way for a 3-1 count. So with maybe with this much wind blowing is why they're playing so shallow. But, boy, they're shallow on him, too. There's one hit looped out in the center. Center fielder just runs it down, catches it for the second out of the inning. And third baseman Wyatt Rowe up. Third time at the plate, Rowe is 1-2. Just nicked his jersey. Outside and high, ball 1. Yeah, Rowe got walked the first time at the plate. And then a second time he got hit in the sleeve or something. So he's been on base both times, but hit pitch and base on ball. Outside, ball. 2-0 count. Wyatt playing third base today. He started at pitching yesterday's game. Had a rough time finding the control. He's going to like that. Strike one called on the outside corner. Fastball got him looking. 4-4 ball game here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Going to move the count to 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Bottom of the fourth. 4-4 ball game. That ball is hit hard down the shortstop, fields it, fires it over the first, gets the third out to retire the side. So Shiner gives Mason the same medicine back, 1-2-3. So after 4 complete innings, it's a 4-4 ball game, and we'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
KNEL.
So we're back here, baseball action in Dripping Springs, where the Punchers and the Shiner Comanches are getting it on here, all knotted up after 4 innings at 4-4. I've been plugging in the Mission Brady on the radio. We got 10 houses we're going to do this summer, the first weekend of June and the second weekend. And I need some people that don't mind donating some time all day and jump on my crew to help do a house. We're going to do all new siding, new windows, a paint job, and some clearing. So give me a call, 240-9656, if you want to help out. All right, stepping up to the plate, Drew Winsky, the second baseman for Shiner. Drew's been on base both times. Fouled it away right there, strike one. Fastball a little late on it, fouled it away. Top of the fifth inning here, 4-4 ball game. Punchers have to win this game right here to play another one after this one. So they're trailing already 1-0 in the series. Swing and a miss, strike two. Brown got him on his little knuckle wobbler there. No balls, 2 strikes, top of the fifth inning here. Fastball hit hard to Valdez. He's going to gun it over the first base. They got him at first base for out number one. That's what Valdez was going to do with the ball when the bases were loaded. And he was fixing to just throw it all the way over the first. And right in the middle of his throw, he changed his mind, tried to throw it to second, and it did not work. And Shiner scored 3 runs on the errant throw that went all the way out in the right field. So stepping up to the plate, Jared Schimpke, number 10, the third baseman. And Jared's been on base 1 time today, first time at bat. Got a single. Fastball fouled away. Strike number one. If you ever stop in Mason, go by the Mason Building Supply and Rental. It's your hometown general store. They sell shoes, boots, clothes, kitchen appliances, lumber. Anything you need, you can pick it up at the Mason Building Supply. Strike two called on the – it looked high to us. He's a tall kid, but, I mean, it's a strike called on the scoreboard. 0-2 count, 1 out, top of the fifth. Brown fires one in there, and he hits it. Shallow center field, Ryan Todd slips under it for out number two. Todd didn't have to take 6 steps. That is going to bring up number 9, Christian Wagner, the center fielder, and he's been on base both times. They left him stranded at third back in the third inning. Brown, working out of the stretch. He likes to work the stretch, not a wind-up. First pitch, right down the middle. Strike one called on Wagner. Wasn't close. No. I think the pitch was a strike, but he didn't swing at it. But it's a strike on the board. Strike two. Nope. Valdez. Can he get it? Missed it at shortstop. Todd's going to fire it into second base. And Wagner is going to be 3-for-3 today. He's got a single. And that is going to bring up the great big first baseman, Ty Winkenwerter, with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Tie ball game, 4-4. Winkenwerter, big left-handed batter. Brown fires one in there. Outside, ball one. Winkenwerter. One ball, no strikes. Brown fires it over to Ivan Wofford to make a play at first base. Nothing there. Runner got back safe. One ball, no strikes to Winkenwerter. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Runner at first. Fouled it. Strike one. One and one count. I couldn't tell if that was his changeup or that little knuckle wobbler, but it took a minute to get there. Winkenwerter a little bit ahead of it. There, he got the bat on it. One and one count, two away. He goes over the first with it. Wofford makes the catch, makes the tag, but he was safe back at first base. Wagner, that is, for the Comanches. One ball, one strike, two away. Fastball coming outside. Nope. Pincher might have him here. He dropped the ball. Valdez covered the bag. Going to be a pretty decent little close call there at second. Wagner slides in, and Valdez dropped it when he tagged him. So we got a two ball, one strike count on Winkenwerter. Runner at second now. Top of the fifth inning. All knotted up here, 4-4. Swinging a miss. Strike two, swinging. Winkenwerter, 0-for-2 so far today. Big, powerful. He can jack a home run. They talk about, I think he leads the team in homers. He was way behind on that pitch. 2-2 count. Fastball hit hard out in the center field. Todd makes the catch, fires it in. Nope, too late. He's safe at home. He's going to score all the way from second base is Wagner. Shiner is going to take a one-run lead here in the top of the fifth inning, 5-4. And Winkenwerter hits a single, gets on base, 1-for-3. And now Bryce Phillip, the right fielder who scored a run, been on base once, two outs here, top of the fifth. 5-4 ball game now. Punchers trailing by one with Winkenwerter over at first base. There's one jacked up left field. Morris drifts under it. Morris looking for it, catches the ball for the third out. Had a little challenge there, finding it there for a minute. But Shiner gets one across the plate here in the top of the fifth inning. And so after 4-3, it's 5-4. Punchers trailing 5-4, and we'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Looking for a new car or truck, or just thinking about a new car or truck? But the last time you drove by Lupke's, the lot looked a little thin. Well, that's right. The shutdowns caused by the COVID pandemic has reduced the number of cars and trucks to go on our lot at Lupke's. But don't despair. The vehicle you're thinking about is out there. We just have to find it. At Lubke's, if we don't have what you want on the lot, we'll search high and low. So come on out to Lubke's. Tell us what you need or want, whether it's a Chevrolet or GMC pickup, a Chevrolet or a Buick automobile or SUV, we'll help you find it. And we'll help you get a good deal on it. And by the way, we also want your trade-in. Because like I've said, the lot's a little thin. Before you give up on finding just the car or truck you need, check us out at Lubke's, online at lubkes.com. Call us on the phone or in person at the dealership on South Bridge in Brady. Lubke's, your gateway to savings, always.
Money 5.3 KNEL.
Well, we got a real whippersnapper right here going on in Dripping Springs with the Punchers and Shiner Comanches. 5-4 ball game. Shiner gets one across there in the top of the fifth. So Mason scored 2 in the first, 2 in the second, and then Shiner scores 4 in the second. 3 runs by an errant throw that went all the way out in the right field that they had the bases loaded. It cleaned the bases. And the actual batter that hit the ball ended up on third base. All right, Wofford stepping up to the plate. He's been at the plate twice. He's been on base both times. Bottom of the fifth inning, Punchers trailing by 1, 5-4. Bryce Phillips on the mound for the Comanches. That's going to be ball one called low. To Wofford, curveball, a little low. Next pitch, Bryce fires it in there, and there's a hard hit ball to shortstop. He scooped it up, fires it to first, and gets Wofford before he gets there for out number one. And the catcher, Ty Spencer, is going to step up to the plate. 24. Ty is 0-for-2, struck out both times. And both times looking, never swung the bat. So one out here, bottom of the fifth. 5-4, Shiner lead. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. Just looking on the stat sheet, Spencer batting .358. With 19 hits, but he's been hit by the pitcher 21 times this year. So he's been hit more than he's hit the ball. Let's see what happens here. That is going to hit him. He won't move. He hit him right in the back with the ball. Now up is going to be Tyler Smith, the right fielder. And Spencer will take one for the team. If it comes anywhere at him, he will definitely let it hit him, and his brother's going to run for him over at first, Tate Spencer. So we got one out here in the bottom of the fifth, a runner at first, and Tyler Smith steps up to the plate. Tyler is 0-for-2. Tyler's got a good bat on him. Can hit the ball. They're going to try to get him over at first. And Tate Spencer running for his brother, Ty. They won the gold, the silver medal in tennis doubles last week, Tate and Ty did. Outside, ball. One ball, no strike to Tyler Smith. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count. Fastball, had him reeling after it. Nothing but air. Good cut, though. 1-1 count. Oh, curveball. Umpire didn't like it. Boy, that looked good. But the ump said it wasn't. I can call him for you if you want me to, but it doesn't work. Here comes a pitch. Ball's hit down first baseline. They're going to run it down for out number 2. Smith couldn't beat it out the way it went to the pitcher who caught it running. That's going to bring up our pitcher, Kobe Brown. That's the bottom of the lineup. Mac B on deck in the on deck circle, and Mac B has scored two runs in the game. Brown's been on base both times. Good little hits out in the left field. He goes the opposite direction with his bat. Fouled it away. Took a good rip at it. Strike one on Kobe. Working out of the stretch. Phillips got a runner on second base with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Brown at the plate. Fastball hit it right to the pitcher. He fielded it, throwed it over the first for out number three to retire the side. So after five complete innings of play, score is going to stay the same. Shiner 5, Mason 4, and we'll be back here in 60 seconds.
Lehmberg Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmbergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmberg Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
95.3 KNEL.
Top of the sixth inning here in game two. Punchers trailing by one, 5-4. One thing, they'll get the last bat of the game, but we need to do another 1-2-3 inning like that and come back and score some runs. Got the top of the lineup coming back in the bottom of the sixth, but right now we're in the top of it. It's going to bring up number 12. That's Ty Winkenmurder. Plays first base. Oh, got it wrong again. That is AJ Podtech. Started out pitching, playing right field now. Brown on the mound, coming into the top of the sixth inning. Started the game still in there. First pitch. Strike one. Inside corner to the left-handed batter. Oh, and one. Brown fires a curveball that didn't curve. One and one count. Brown working out of the stretch. One and one. Top of the sixth inning here. Corner got him looking. One ball, two strikes now on the right fielder, Bryce Phillips. Kobe working him. One and two. Hard hit ball down to first base. Walker fields it. Tags the bag for out number one here in the top of the sixth inning. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Cash Shows. Cash has batted twice, been on base twice, scored a run in the second inning. One out here, top of the sixth inning. Puncher just need to pull this out, win this little squeaker, and jump into game three right after this one. Fouled away, strike one on the catcher, Shows. A little late on the swing. Got to play right field line. Stadium is full of purple shirts today. Fastball. Barely nibbed it. Brown can't feel it. Shores is going to be safe on first with a almost like a bunt. Brown kind of flipped a little bit there on the turf. And when he grabbed it, he slipped. He's going to turn to throw it. That's going to bring up, now it's going to bring up number two, Connor Winkenmurder, the shortstop. Linkenberger. Fourth time at the plate. He scored a run in the second, got on base in the fourth. Brown fires in a corner, inside corner for strike one. Oh and one, one away. Runner at first, Brown goes over to first, no play. That was on the batting box right there. But it was called a strike. That's what we're saying. I mean, sometimes they can be outside, inside, and they like it. Fastball hit out in the right field. Smith leaking under it. Makes the catch. Out number two, Winkenwerter, Connor flies out to the right fielder, and that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Ryan Peterson, 0-for-2 today, one-for-3, scored a run in the second inning, flied out, struck out the last two times at the plate, two outs here, runner at first. Brown fires one in there, and it is ripped out in the center field. Todd, the wind catches it. Todd slips under it to make the catch for out number three, and that's what we needed. So now after 5 1/3, it's still 5-4. Punchers are trailing, but the top of the order is coming to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. We will be back here in 1 minute.
Lehmberg Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmbergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmberg Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here in Dripping Springs with the regional semifinal action going on between Mason and Shiner. Now, I will say, out of the couple, 2 or 3 years that I've been doing this, Shiner has the best base running team I've seen yet. Man, they will pick you blind. They are running Jesse. All right, top of the lineup, Matt B. Been on base all three times, scored two runs. We're in the bottom of the sixth, Mason trailing by one, 5-4. First pitch, Matt B, outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes to Matt B. Fastball, no, a curveball, got him, 1-1 count. Looked like he was going to be high and inside, and it broke. Good little curveball there. Next pitch, outside and low. Ball two. Two and one. Full windup. Here comes the pitch. Popped it up out in the left center field. Both of them's going for it. Left fielder caught it for out number one. Looks like there could have been a collision occurring, and right before it happened, left fielder said, I got it. One out here, bottom of the sixth. Center fielder Ryan Todd at the plate. Todd's batted three times, been on base once, popped up and flied out the other two times. He's due for a base hit. Popped him up, foul ball. I believe, yep, it's out of play. Strike one. Todd had a rough game yesterday at the plate, and it's kind of continued today, his fourth plate appearance, which is 1-for-3 if he hits this one. He's batting 500, 2-for-4. Nope, low and outside, 1-1 count. One out here, bottom of the sixth. Brown's pitched 6 good innings. There'd only be one run on the board there if he hadn't had the error. There's a ball hit down third baseline. Third baseman fields it, fires it over the first for out number two. Now Jose Valdez, the shortstop for the Punchers, is stepping up at the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and we're trailing by one. Two out. So Valdez, to redeem himself, needs to slap one out of left field about 320. He made the error in the second inning. Outside, ball one. Now, probably sound repetitive, but bases were loaded. He fielded a one-hop grounder right there at shortstop. Pumped it, went to fire at the first, and changed his mind right as he was throwing and tried to go to second with it. It went way out in the right field. And by the time the right fielder got it and got it into second base, the bases were cleared. And the batter was at third. They scored 3 runs on that error to make it, at the time, 4-2. Nope. 3-0 count on Valdez. 2 outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Designated hitter Blake Lewis on deck. 3-0 pitch. Outside ball. Oh, whoa, whoa. He called a strike on that one. It's a little outside, but there's a ball hit hard. Valdez trying to run it out. Shortstop fires it over to first. Gets him. For out number 3. 1-2-3, and the Punchers are retired. And so now we're going to the top of the 7th inning. Again, Mason is the home team. They get the bat last, but we're losing by 1. 5-4, we'll be back here in 60 seconds.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
95.3 KNEL.
Do or die right here, 7th inning. Punchers need to shut them down and at least get one across the plate to make it go to extra innings in the bottom of the 7th. But top of the 7th inning, up at the plate is number 6, the second baseman, Drew Winske. And Winske at the plate, he is 2-for-3. Brown on the mound. Looks like he is going to bunt it. Ball outside. 1-0 count on the second baseman, Winske. Top of the 7th inning here. Punchers trailing by 1, 5-4. Fastball ripped down third baseline. He put the metal on that one, but it was a foul ball. Evens up the count at 1-1 here in the top of the 7th. Second baseman Drew Winske at the plate. Brown fires in that little wobbler knuckleball, popped him up. Walford runs it down for the out. That just kind of wobbled in across the plate. He took a rip at it, fouled it away, and that's going to bring up Jared Schimmick, the third baseman at the plate. Schimmick. One out here, top of the seventh. Oh, he thought about it inside ball one. I was waiting to see that right hand come up, but didn't like it. There's one hit down a second. MacBe makes the scoop, flips it over to Walker for out number two. MacBe stretched out there and scooped that one up like a big grain shovel. Fired it over to Walker for out number two. And Christian Wagner's at the plate, and he's been on base all three times. Scored a run back in the second inning. Curveball, no good. Ball one. Next pitch from Brown. Fires it in there. That ball's jacked. Foul ball. Boy, he hit that hard down the third baseline. It was hooking all the way. Hook foul. Making a one-and-one count on the center fielder who has batted. This is his fourth plate appearance, and he has been on base all three times. Strike him out right here. That ball is hit short out in the right field. Schmidt calls it. He makes the catch for out number three. So now it's just, here it is, bottom of the seventh inning. If Mason can get one across, a tie ball game. If they can get two across, they'll win this one. We'll go to the third game after this. But we're going to have to rally here, trailing by one, 5-4, coming into the bottom of the seventh. We will be back here in 60 seconds.
Hofstetter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstetter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstetter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstetter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 FM, KNEL. Serving Brady, Mason, Menard, and all of the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country.
95.3, KNEL.
Do or die. Bottom of the seventh inning, trailing by one, and the designated hitter, Blake Lewis, is going to step up to the plate. Blake has batted three times. He's walked, got a hit, been on base twice. Lewis at the plate. Bottom of the seventh inning, punchers lost the first game yesterday evening. They have to win this one to force a game three after this game. Kobe Brown pitched a good game. I mean, actually, without that one error, they'd have scored two runs. It'd be 4-2 right now. They scored three runs off the error. First pitch, curveball, got him looking. Strike one called. Ball started at Lewis. He kind of stepped back, and then it broke. Strike one called. Outside low. 1-1 count. That was a fastball. That was fast. 1-1. Foul. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on Lewis. First batter of the bottom of the seventh here, trailing by one. Punchers have been here before. Bottom of the seventh. Get two runs across. We go to game three here in a little bit. There's one hit line drive to the shortstop for out number one. Two more chances. You got Wyatt Rowe stepping up, third baseman for the punchers. Rose batted. This will be his fourth plate appearance. Been on base twice. Walked, got hit, struck out the last time. One out here, bottom of the seventh. 5-4, punchers trailing by one. Rose checks his swing, but the first base umpire says swung it through there, so they're going to give him a strike on the first one. 0-1. There's a ball hit down third baseline, goes foul. He stood there and watched it for 2 seconds before he took off running. I mean, even if it would have stayed in play, he waited so long, I don't know. I mean, punchers need to get it in gear here. This is, you got to be alert. And that's what I said earlier about Shiner, their base running abilities, which they're all quick, but man, they stole a bunch of bases yesterday and fouled it away. Count stays the same. No balls, 2 strikes with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Third baseman Wyatt Rowe at the plate. Rowe's had a good bat all year, batting .389. Needs a hit right here. There's one. Snapped him out in left center. Left fielder made the play on it. But Rowe is safe at first base with a Texas League single. And it's going to bring up the first baseman, Wofford. Wofford has been on base twice and struck out once. Right now he's 2-for-3. We need him to be 3-for-4 after this. Outfield come in real shallow. So they're playing Wofford shallow. First pitch. Slammed it over the left fielder. Rose got it all the way to fifth. Rose going to come in and tie the game. Wofford's going to make it to third with a triple, and we got a tied ball game right here. And that's what you get when you play them guys too shallow. Wofford ripped the first pitch way out in the left field. The left fielder just took off running. He had to turn around and sprint to the fence to get the ball, and it's a tied ball game with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And I hear the rally call. Here we go, folks. We are knotted up right here. Outfield come in shallow, and Rowe just ripped it over third base, over the left fielder's head. I seen him hit a home run at Mason 2 or 3 weeks ago that went over the fence all the way toward the trees in the creek where a state park ranger had parked his pickup, and it landed in it. The kid has awesome power. He turned on that one. We got a tied ball game, and Ty Spencer, the catcher, is stepping up to the plate. One out. Boy, a single would win this ball game right here. A single would win the ball game. Infield is in real shallow. Outfield is in shallow. Spencer looks at a strike on the outside corner. Spencer, fourth time at the plate. He struck out twice, got hit by a ball. Got called out just twice without swinging at the third strike. Here comes a pitch, low in the dirt, 1-1. Wofford standing at third, one out here. Bottom of the seventh, tied ball game, 5-5. Here comes a pitch to Spencer. Ball hit him. He's going to first base. Spencer gets hit by a pitch. And right now we need Tyler Smith's bat to just trap something out there in the outfield to get the sacrifice fly. And Mason will win this second game. It's tied right now, 5-5. Runners at first and third. They're going to put in Tate Spencer to run for Ty. And stepping up to the plate, he is 0-for-3. Tyler Smith. Need a fly ball out of you, Tyler, right here. 5-5. They got one across. We tied it up. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Boy, he took a rip at that. Fouled it away for strike number one. fly ball anywhere in the outfield will score Walford from third. Punter's got a chance here. Runners on the corners. We just need one. There's a ball hit down the shortstop. He's going to score, and we win the ball game right there. Punter come from behind in the bottom of the seventh inning to win this ball game. The first game, 3-6-5 right here. Ivan Wofford slapped it, Wofford did. Slapped it all the way to left field there. Scores a winning run. Punchers pull it out right here. Tie this series up one game apiece, and we're going to play another one here in about 30 minutes. Again, Punchers come from behind in the seventh to score two to win this game 6-5, and we'll be back here in 2 minutes to recap the game.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
What a ball game. What a ball game that was, folks. Comes down to the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing 5-4, and the Punchers pull it out and win game two of the best 2 out of 3 series here in the regional semifinals against Shiner. And I'm just telling you, Shiner's got a super bunch of kids out there playing ball, but so does Mason. So Mason wins it. I think the game's going to – what time they say the game's going to be? About 7:50, so about 10 till 8, we'll start game 3 to see who's going to win this semifinal regional game here. But Punchers pull it out. Now, just to explain something here, in the second inning, we had a 2-0 ball game, and they got the bases loaded with 2 outs, and Valdez catches a one-hopper at shortstop, going to throw him out at first. And for some reason, right as he was getting ready to throw it, he seen the guy running to second, and he tried to flip it to second base. The ball bounced off the turf, went all the way to the corner in right field, and the bases got cleared. And then all of a sudden, it was a 4-2 ball game with an error. So we deserve to get this victory in the seventh inning. I'll be back on the air probably around 7:40. And I'll call the station back. But we got game 3 coming up. We're going back to the station now.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.